Eric Shinseki has resigned as Secretary of Veterans Affairs as the agency continues to deal with the fallout from revelations of secret waiting lists and delays in patient care. Earlier this month, the American Legion called for Shinseki to step down. Richard Lucero is the commander of American Legion Post 41 in Phoenix and has had negative experiences with the VA.
Well, it's very good news to me. It's, that's where it starts at the top, unfortunately, for the leaders. You know, if they can't unable to lead or find out what's going on in their command, they need to be replaced.
Another veteran, Barry Worley, with American Legion Post 1, also in Phoenix, says he's had good experiences with the VA, but knows other people who haven't. He says Shinseki's resignation was overdue.
Well, I think he should have been fired. He's a war veteran, we're all veterans, and he just didn't do his job. This shouldn't have happened.
The recent controversy over secret waiting lists and delays in care started in Phoenix with Dr. Sam Foote, a retired VA physician who's credited with bringing the controversy to light.
I talked to my supervisors very early on, and nothing was happening, and I could just see more wrongdoing. So I quit talking to them, and I didn't go to the media until two letters to the IG failed to get any real response, and that's when I started to make this a public affair.
Did you think that this would lead to the VA secretary having to resign?
No, it's gotten much larger than I ever thought it would have. I was thinking that most likely the outcome of this would be the removal of the local Phoenix folks. I did not think it would take out people in Washington.
Do you think it was the right move for Secretary Shinseki to resign?
I think he had no choice, and nor did the president. When you have eight Democratic senators calling for his resignation, and we still don't know the full scope of this, but you got over a quarter of the medical centers affected by it. I think you got to look at Secretary Shinseki, and this is a guy who had a great career in the Army, and I prefer that he be remembered at the VA for the work he did in homelessness reduction and in helping to improve the backlog for comp and pen cases. And I guess because it happened on his watch that he's going to be staying with this. But I really think that I would lay the blame for this more with Dr. Lynch and Dr. Putzel, because I really don't think they kept him fully informed. It was pretty obvious at the hearing with Dr. Putzel that he was blindsided multiple times, and that was information that Dr. Petzl clearly had not relayed to him, and I think that's the real tragedy of this.
So do you think that things will get better with Secretary Shinseki out and somebody else in? I mean, will these secret waiting lists be taken care of and vets get more timely care?
As the president said, if he had stayed on, it just would have slowed the process down, and it probably would have shifted the focus more away from trying to solve the problem to why is he still there. It's going to be a monumental task and a true combat assignment for whoever succeeds him, because the VA management is like a big fraternity sorority type operation. They've had a long time to get established, and many of them know each other, and they're going to be highly resistant to change. And the focus that they need to now have is to worry about how the veterans are doing, not how their careers and their pocketbooks are doing.
Is there a concern, and we've heard this from some folks, that having somebody else come in fresh, I mean, there's a learning curve, they have to sort of get up to speed, and the resignation itself might actually take attention away from the actual problem at hand. Do you buy into that?
That's one of the reasons I've been backing General Shinseki, Secretary Shinseki, for as long as I have, because I was afraid that just exactly that was going to happen. But unfortunately, we got to the situation where there wasn't any choice. I think if he'd had better information and had taken more aggressive action earlier on, he probably could have been the guy that did it. But now, because of his kind of delay and deny tactics that I think came from Dr. Randy Petzl, and by his initial employment of those, he lost his credibility.
Retired VA physician and whistleblower Dr. Sam Foote.